Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
What they're saying that the average size woman is a 12 and 14. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. Yeah. And that just kind of like motivates women to say, okay, well, average, you know, 12, 14, then it looks like I'm okay.
You know, me, myself, I am 5'10 and a half and a size 10, and I would be considered plus size in the modeling industry, even though that might be not plus size in the real world.
You know, I am plus size. I am what would be considered to be a realistic plus size, like a size 22. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to see size 22 models because I know that I'm not at a healthy weight, and I don't want girls to think that that's okay. But when you're talking about size 14 models or 12 models or like these girls that are on the America's Next Top Model that fall into a plus size category, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, they don't have hardly any fat on them. They're just tall, big girls, and they're still beautiful, and it's ridiculous.
All right, these were some of the calls that we took yesterday on the show based on this story that was on the Today Show.
From the catwalks to the covers, there's plenty of skin and lots of bones.
For decades, we've been seeing models who are very thin, from Twiggy to Kate Moss. Fashion is a very thin industry.
There are exceptions like Emma, who's considered a plus-size pioneer. But in general, larger ladies rarely make the cut in the fashion world. But are the tides turning? There's the Dove Real Women campaign. A recent backlash when Self magazine airbrushed Kelly Clarkson to look thinner. And now this photo from Glamour magazine's latest issue. Her name is Lizzie Miller. She's 20, and her size is between a 12 and a 14.
The average American woman is a size 12 to 14. So Lizzie fits right dead center in that average. And so therefore, she's really representative of most women in America.
There's no cover and no magazine spread, but online this one small photo is causing a big stir. A beautiful woman who has a stomach and thighs that look like mine, one blogger wrote to Glamour. Finally, a woman who looks like most American women. And even a demand to put her on the cover.
When we see women who look like us, I think we're likely over the long run to have better self-esteem. It's not a revolution, but I think it's baby steps in the right direction.
So as a guy, I'm listening to this story, and I've been listening to the women of The Burt Show for years now say that these magazines are just false. False, 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 mm-hmm. false. That you can't wait for a day where women are in the pages of these magazines that really represent the reader. And here you got one, and so many people were upset about it yesterday.
Yeah,
really
it's
upset about it.
Definitely a divisive issue, you know, because I think it is great to have role models that are
more average size women rather than like teeny tiny little models. But at the same time, when we were debating it yesterday, you know, talking about it from an advertising perspective, you know, advertisers want to do what sells. And obviously from the women that called up and complained about the bigger size model, it is going to be the smaller size model that sells.
Melissa just didn't like the label.
The plus size.
The plus
fact
size.
That she's a size 12 and she's a plus size model. Because I think that it seems like it is one extreme or the other. Either you want that rail thin, bony ribbed look, bony chest look, which is so unattractive to me. Or, you know, people talk about obesity. And there's a huge spectrum in between. And so it seems like people are either arguing the role, you know, like we want to see healthy, when a lot of times the women aren't healthy that you find in the magazines. As opposed to, oh, well, we don't want to see somebody that's really fat. And this girl wasn't fat. She's a size 12. I had a model that, a former model that wrote yesterday, talk about how she blames the designers of certain clothes because she said as a model, she was 5'10 and 114 when she modeled because she was pressured to try to get into a size 4 at 5'10. Mm-hmm. And she was clinically diagnosed as anorexic when she was a model. And so when she tried to health up and she got up past that size 4, she was fired.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah, just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy.
Right.
That's for sure.
She was saying that she doesn't blame the magazines, or she just blames the designers.
Well, sometimes you can blame the magazine. I just went and got the one, the Self magazine with Kelly Clarkson on the cover, and they airbrushed her.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one she complained about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson is somebody who is average size woman, beautiful woman, but doesn't really subscribe to trying to live up to that standard of tininess and skinniness or whatever. So she poses for Self
doesn't
magazine.
Even look like her.
And then they slim her down. They slim down her waist, her arms, completely airbrushed.
It goes against what we have been bred to believe is celebrity. And part of being celebrity is the perception that you want to be with the cool crowd. The celebrities are the cool ones.
Right.
And it's cool to be in movies. It's cool to be skinny. It's cool to look great. That's what people aspire to. So when Kelly Clarkson hits Shape magazine, and she wants to shatter that image, and they won't allow her to do it. That's another topic for another time, you know.
Well, and I think it's fascinating how you talk about how it's cool to be skinny. Like, if you look through, you know, we kind of briefly talked about this yesterday, which fascinates me is that over time and in different decades and different eras, the ideal woman has changed, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, you try to figure out why, because like in our grandparents' age, which was Mae West, I forget how big Mae West was, but she was a sex symbol and she was a big girl. And then you get to Marilyn Monroe, who was this iconic model, beautiful woman who today would not even be hired by some of these agencies because she was
like 10 to 12 or 12 to 14.
I think she's a 14. Yeah.
Is that right?
And so she's a plus. So Marilyn Monroe would be considered a plus size model today.
Yes.
And then now here we get to where it's so anorexic thin, and that's supposed to be cool. And how does this change, and when, how does this shift? I don't know.
One of the things that we tried to define yesterday was what plus size model is and what plus size in the real world is. And it turns out that in emails and all the messages I got yesterday, nobody really seems to know what plus size means in the real world. For models, it's 12 to 14. That we know is fact. But we asked yesterday, like, when you go to Lane Bryant, what is the smallest size that you can get? And the initial call we got was an 18. But then I got all sorts of emails saying it was 16. And then it was 14. And then it was 18.
But plus size is an industry term.
But like, I think it gets clouded with this specific message here. I think Melissa's thing yesterday was that if you're really going to put a plus size person in your magazine, don't use the definition for a model because that's really smaller than the average person.
And then I think there's a danger when you separate her out. She's a model, period. She's a model. But you have to call her a plus size model because she's a size 12. And I think that it's just it's the messages that are sent to women that she is a plus size. So it makes women in their mind think, oh, God, well, I'm bigger than her and she's a plus size, so I'm too fat. I've got to go lose weight. And it's just that cycle again in a woman's mind that is just, I think, so unhealthy.
Somebody emailed me and said of course, they only emailed me. But for all the bitching that women are doing about, ooh, plus size models, it was a woman who said she had this conversation with her husband and he brought up a great point that she couldn't defend. There's no plus size male models. At least you guys got plus size models. It's women.
It's a woman's world again. Yeah, we're proving again.
Yeah. Well, guys aren't as concerned about their body image as women are.
There's plenty of images of men that are out there that are balding men, that are overweight men, that are older men that you just don't see.
But not in advertising.
I don't see a lot of
different products.
Yeah, like For what?
Yeah, like what? When do you see like an overweight?
Go through a Men's Health magazine and show me an ad with a fat dude in it. Or,
well, let's put 20 men together and 20 women together and show me men who are so insecure about every single piece of food they put in their mouth and how many women are insecure about that.
But then why is it?
Tell me, show me the percentages.
I mean, why does society have to adjust to the individual woman's, ooh, we're insecure?
Because I think that the condition of women mentally has been affected by it.
To try to make this a men-women issue is like, it's a bad argument. It's a really
it's
bad
apples
debate.
Apples and oranges.
Well, it is a valid statement, though. Like, I mean, I understand.
It's so irrelevant, though.
It's completely different mindsets.
Yeah, like, this is something they struggle with every single, I mean, almost every woman every single day struggles with.
Every time you wake up. Every time you walk down the hall, if you don't feel, it is constantly on a woman's mind.
Well, then just put down the fork and get on the treadmill.
We do.
Again.
Andrew?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, I was just talking about the size of models and whatnot. I did a paper in college on Greek and Roman statuary at how it changes over centuries, and it looks like that society is starting to go backwards again. If you look at some of the really early stuff, the statues were done expressionless, straight arms and faces, very rigid, and then it gradually started to change. And it went to more idealistic images. Like if you look at some of the statues of Zeus and some of the other characters, and then gradually they started to get more realistic. Like I think it's a Venus de Milo.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think I did my senior thesis on like how to grow marijuana more effectively in a closet. Hey Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Hey. I just have a comment to make. I am 5'4", 115 pounds, and by anybody else's standards, would say look great. Well, he made the comment to put the fork down and get on a treadmill, and I can tell you that no matter what you look like, no matter what woman you are, it is in your head every single day.
Yeah, all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the time. If I'm thin, then it's because I don't have that nice curve. If I'm getting a nice curve, then it's because it's too thick. And if it's all that's right, then it's that my breasts aren't large enough or my butt's not tight enough. And it doesn't matter what woman you are, you have your skinny jeans, you have your good jeans, and you have your fat jeans.
Look, one of the hardest segments that we've ever had on this show was to get women to call up and brag about how they look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Took us 10 minutes to get the phones lit up. Like, just call us up and brag about how good looking you are or what part you like. Phone lines weren't light enough.
I think it's the part. I mean, I think the only thing that it's ambitious for us to find one body part that we can brag about. Mm-hmm. And even we still feel bad about doing that.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big.